These are just a couple of questions about when you were growing up. Growing up, what did you call your mother and father?
Well, we called Daddy, Daddy, and
okay.
we called Mother, Mother.
Okay. And together you'd have just called them your...
just Mother and...
Okay.
Or just Mother and Daddy. I don't know. We never had no Ma and Pa. Or
okay, that's
kind of
what I was wondering.
No, just Mother and Daddy, and then Grandpa was Grandpa. Oh,
that's what I wanted to know, too, your grandparents.
Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Now, I forgot to ask you about your offspring.
I have a daughter, Janice.
Okay.
And her last name is and I have a son, Richard.
Okay.
And he lives in Denver, and he has purchased the business that my husband and I came home to buy when we left Los Angeles.
Mm.
So he's running our business in Denver.
Mm, I see. And so you have two
children.
Okay.
And I have two grandsons in California and one granddaughter in Colorado.
Oh, goodness. Big family.
Yes, we are.
Big family. This is just a kind of a wondering what people would say in this area when they talk in the old days when they talked about bringing up their children. Would people talk about, you know, would they say I've reared my children well, or would they say I've
raised? I think in our family it would have been
okay.
We've raised
great.
Our children to
great.
Do such and such.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Great. And would they ever talk about children looking like their parents, maybe looking,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Would ever say he looks like his mother, or
yes,
he looks like
exactly
his...
like that.
Okay, great. Where did you were talking about you had to go to Pueblo to be born. And nowadays, where did...
We have no hospital
okay.
in this whole county. We have
in the whole county?
In the whole county. And I think they have a little clinic up here in Fairplay and a little clinic at Bailey. And I'm not so sure that is even still there because the doctors moved out. They did have two or three doctors in Bailey. But then our hospital... And my husband and I worked diligently to get that hospital going, donated all of the freight to that hospital, and now they've made it in the county offices. But I think they have left a certain portion of it for a little clinic for nurses to work from.
Okay. This is just a pronunciation. The opposite of husband is...
Wife.
Okay. And tell me, when were you married?
We were married in 1937.
Okay.
August 19th, 1937.
And where were you married?
In Jefferson.
You were married here?
Right over at my mother's house. Mm-hmm.
In the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it, I'm just wondering, I wonder about marriages in this area.
Well,
what do they do? And
actually, during that time, there had not been any weddings that we ever had been to or heard of. If anyone wanted to get married, they just went away and got married and came back, and that was it, you know. The kind of... eloped, and that was the end of it. But we had a wedding, my husband and I, and it was in my mother's and father's little living room, and then we went over to the town hall for a sit-down dinner.
Mm.
And it was in the hang time, and what a deal that was, you know.
Oh, boy.
It was lovely. It worked beautifully.
And who married you?
Mr. Dapp, and he was a Presbyterian minister
okay.
from Denver.
Okay, I just wondered if you had a justice of the peace.
No,
something.
We had a minister from Denver with the Presbyterian Church. And we at that time, or prior to that time, we had begun to have the little Presbyterian Sunday school. And so my aunt and I kept the Sunday school going, and I was a secretary and she was something else, but we had to go around and get the kids and get them all ready and get them to Sunday school to even have Sunday school.
Mm.
But we did do that. We did that for about 3 or 4 summers, I think. And then we finally got a minister, and I don't know what, it's an interdenominational group, and I don't know who's their minister anymore. I don't go over there.
Where it's here, though, in Jefferson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
They have quite a nice little group, as a matter of fact.
Okay. These are just some pronunciation items. At a church service, the minister, or in any church service, just about a minister will give up in the middle of the service, and he will give a
blessing.
Okay, or that thing where he preaches is called
sermon.
Okay, and people go to church to worship
God.
Okay,